Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
Ellie Gibson, I'm so excited because do you know who's between us?
Yes, I do, because I'm not blind.
It's Connie Huck.
Oh, my days.
Hi. This is fun. I'm in a Scummy Mummy sandwich.
Yes.
I like it.
You're like...
We're literally sat on this sofa, like, shoulder to shoulder. It's lovely and intimate.
Yeah, I was going to say, like you're like the special cheese.
Oh,
the special...
That's how I like to be.
Like coronation chicken
special
she is.
Special cheese. Yeah. Nice.
Are you enjoying your natural musk?
I am. Odor Scummy Mummy is a good thing.
Yes.
Because we should say we're recording this in our mezzanine apartment, aren't we, Helen Thorne?
I know, we're living our best
very
lives.
Very fancy. Very, very fancy. Can I just say, because obviously this isn't a visual meeting. There's exposed brickwork.
Yeah.
There is a mezzanine level with like a glass balconette thing.
Yes.
It's very fancy.
To be fair, the brickwork is just when my kids came to visit, they ripped the plaster off the walls. Mm. But apart from that, yes. Because we're up in Edinburgh and so are you.
Yes. How fortuitous.
I know.
Considering that we didn't get our act together. We've tried to get our act together in London.
Yeah.
But then we thought...
Dreadful.
Let's do it when we've ditched the kids and are living the life in Edinburgh.
Exactly. I know. It feels like Sex and the City.
Yes.
Except we're having a cup of tea and it's 10 a.m.
But the apartment's good. It's sloping ceilings, big sort of warehouse windows. Anyway, I'll stop talking about that.
Let's have apartment chat. We can see the castle from here. And guess what? Underneath us, a new subway opened. I mean, wow.
Wow.
We can go to Subway.
They knew we were coming. And they were like, the girls are coming, we've got to get a Subway in there.
I can go to Subway in my pyjamas. It's good.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. I tell you what, why don't you introduce yourself? How would you describe Connie Huck?
Connie Huck, a scummy mummy.
Yay!
That was on the telly.
Yes.
Yay! And has written a fantastic kids book.
Oh, we'll be the judge of that, Connie Huck.
You'll be the judges.
So you started out in telly. Was it Channel 5?
On the telly box. Do you know what? I started out pre-Channel 5.
Oh.
Yeah, man. I go back a long way.
Wow. Like before Channel 5 even existed?
Yeah.
Whoa.
My first telly in employment... was in the days of when there were only 5 terrestrial channels. Yeah, and this thing called like B Sky B. Do you remember that from the olden days? Everyone
didn't have the diamond dish instead of the round sky dish.
Yeah, you do remember. You're
I'm very old
like me.
As well,
yeah, we're old. Way for wisdom and knowledge and years.
Yes, we're closer to death than we were then.
Oh, do you know what? The worst thing is, I noticed that on the NHS GP patient survey, I'm now going to move up a box. So I used to be in. I know it's so depressing. The 35 to 44 box. I'm now going to be... Oh, next time I do that. So 45 to... Hang on, what is it? 54 box?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's weird,
I'm
isn't
not
it?
I'm not the 30-year-olds anymore, the 30-somethings. Anyway, sorry, we've gone off on a tangent.
No, we go. So we're going back to...
Oh, yeah, so when, yeah. So
old telly, days telly.
Yeah, I saw this advert in Time Out magazine, and it was like, hey, do you want to be a TV presenter? Audition. So me and my two sisters went along, because we thought it'd just be a fun day out. And I lied about my age. I said that I was 18 and I'd left school, but I was 16 and I was about to start A-levels. And then, so because I wasn't really up for this job, I was just there to meet boys because I went to a girls' school. I wasn't really trying hard. And then I managed to get this job. Sometimes that's what happens when you don't try. When you don't, you know, when you're not in the game, then you win it.
Any kids listening to this, there you go. Don't try.
Just don't try, kids.
That is the ethos of, And so I ended up getting this job. And then I had to say to them, actually, I haven't left school. And can I still do the job anyway? But my head of sixth form, that was John Sargent's wife. That's just a little name drop there.
Oh, John Sargent, the jolly guy.
Well, the newsreader, but yeah. Who's also jolly. And she managed to work it with them and with the school so that I still had this sort of roving reporter role, and I'd do like double chemistry and then go and interview E17 and stuff.
Wow.
Because she said that will look good on your offer form.
Well, of course, E17 notoriously know an awful lot about chemistry, so that would have been good. You could have asked them if you got stuck on any questions. You could have said to Tony, please help me.
Tony Mortimer. Yeah.
What happens when you mix hydrogen and oxygen? I don't know.
Yeah, Tony Mortimer. He had the scary dog.
Oh.
Sorry.
Didn't they have a pit bull or something?
Yeah, and it like nearly tried to attack me once, but I've gone off on a tangent again.
It was a different time.
Absolutely.
Era. Anyway, but reminisce.
But then you went on to effing Cambridge, is that right?
Well, because it looked good on my aqua form. Everyone else had, you know.
Look at that. Chemistry everyone plus had... E17 yeah. equals top-notch university.
Yeah, everyone else had, I play chess or whatever in their hobbies. I was like, I present on the telly box.
Yeah,
so then I went to uni and did a degree, but I'd already got the telly bug by then. Yeah. So then I came out of uni and then I went to Milkshake on Channel 5.
Milkshake. Excellent.
Yeah, and they didn't used to do the dancing in those days. You know, they do like whole dance.
Oh, yeah. So I like Derek with the bleached blonde hair.
Doing his strutting out his moves, busting out his moves.
Busting a move.
Yeah.
Throwing some shapes, I think the young people say.
Is that how they say it these days? Yeah, so I didn't get to throw shapes. And then from Milkshake, I moved on to Blue Peter.
Mm.
And then from Blue Peter, I moved on to Motherhood. And then from Motherhood, I moved on to Authorhood. And now here I am.
Oh my God, what next? Exotic dancing?
Yeah, maybe.
It could go anywhere.
I can throw shapes.
Yeah.
And use that terminology.
Exactly.
I'm throwing shapes as we speak, but no one can see.
She's doing a kind of dance.
A kind of sofa dance, which involves no footwork, no fancy footwork.
No, that's right. It's like the opposite of river dance. Anyway.
Yeah, kind of. You're absolutely right.
How was Blue Peter then? Do you wear the badge with pride still?
Do you know what? Everyone's always like, longest serving female presenter. There is a reason for that. They couldn't get rid of me because it is literally the best job in the whole wide world. I mean, I've been to so many countries and continents, been up mountains, been to the depths of the ocean. Like, you just do anything and everything. And you know what? The people that work on that show, they're sort of all young, like-minded people fresh out of uni.
Yeah.
It's like the sort of University of Telly. And I remember we'd pitch up to places like...
When you say it's like the University of Telly, was everybody secretly shagging behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah. Obviously they were.
All the fingers and holes.
Absolutely. Every orifice. We'd turn up to like a location, it'd be like, I don't know, Buckingham Palace or whatever, and I think people would think we're Blue Peter.
Mm.
Yes, and they'd all come to greet us in their suits, and then it would look literally like the YTS scheme had turned up, like, you know.
You sort of fell out of the van.
Yeah, sort of. These kids have come to film this for Blue Peter, but it was fun. It was fun times.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm going to pause the washing machine.
I was just thinking, we've just got into a spin cycle.
It's good. It's good. Ambiance. That's the good thing about podcasts. You get background noise.
Right.
Oh, look, and your washing is hanging up there. I see it hanging over the mezzanine. You see, I was saying to the scummy mummies when I got here, this isn't very scummy. This is a very fancy apartment.
I know,
you know,
and we said,
their scummy roots. And they were like, no one will know. This is a podcast they can't see. So we could have played the game that, like, oh, here we are surrounded by laundry. But kind of, there is some laundry hanging up there, I've noticed.
Well, we've got guests coming today, so we thought we'd better.
We've got Ellie's lovely friends.
Yeah, we haven't actually washed those sheets. We just hung the dirty sheets over the
mezzanine.
We've done some washing.
Just sprayed it with
clever
Febreze.
Tricks. You must have all the clever mum tricks.
We're getting it. We've got better at it because, like, we're long in the tooth now. I'm nearly 11 years in. So
okay. I'm Connie, and I'm 7 years in.
Yes, you're looking good. Look, your hair looks good.
I've got greys coming through everywhere. And when you've got dark hair like this, the greys, they don't just look like bits of blonde, do they? They don't just hang out with the rest. They're literally like thick witches' hairs. In going, hey, look at me, flaring and glaring.
Closer to death.
Yeah.
So I can't see any, though. Have you been at the Grecian 2000?
You know, I just get a Sharpie pen. Black Sharpie pen.
There's a life hack right
there.
Look
at you.
Oh, I'm full of life hacks.
Excellent.
My whole life is hacks.
This is our TV pitch, right? We should do it.
Okay, should we do a show on the telly together?
Yes, like motherhood, life hacks.
Let's pitch it.
Yes. One of our favourite life hacks is if your children's trousers are getting a bit short, can't be bothered to go to the shops.
Yeah, make them into shorts.
Put them in wellies. Put them in wellies so you can't see them.
Yeah. I always just make them weird pedal pusher thing. Because I've got the problem of my oldest. I can either get trousers to fit on the waist or on the leg, but never both.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know, it's really annoying. So he's often in weird sort of mid-length trousers.
That's
or
nice.
You could just make them into shorts. And I find just shorts, one size fits all.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, oh, absolutely fine.
My husband seems to believe that what are trousers for the four-year-old child can indeed be shorts for the eight-year-old child.
Lovely.
That's a
I'm
great
I'm down
life
with
hack.
Your husband.
He's into that. Well, I love a life hack. Have you got any other good life
hacks?
Oh,
yeah.
Hacks?
Sometimes what I do is I'd feed them with their tops on inside out if I was in a rush and then just turn it the other way around. So I mean, that's terrible, isn't
that
it?
Is bloody
genius.
Awesome.
Yeah, loads. Sometimes if, you know, isn't it annoying now that they have to wear these sort of white tops for school?
Yeah.
And they, you know, you put them in a brand new one straight out of the paper and they come home and there's like marker pen on it or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just a dot, like one spot, and yeah. It won't come out. And I sometimes just send them back in Tippex over the dot.
Yeah.
And like, there's many life hacks that I could...
I want more. I love this. Have you got any life hacks?
I always say, keep a few scarves around because I always put food down my top.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then always have a scarf by the end of the door. And then when you're going out, just cover up with lots of scarves.
And you up as
they
well.
They do. It makes you look like you've made an effort, I think.
No, you're rolling. You don't know.
No, I've just had an idea. You know what we're going to call this TV show that we're going to do?
Yeah.
Life Hucks. What we do. Connie Hucks presents Life Hucks.
You're ditching me. You don't want to present this with me.
No, we're not your sidekick, so you're going to present it because you have slightly more television experience.
Yeah,
and then we'll do the hucks.
There's so many channels these days on offer because of digital and stuff like that. We could easily do this.
Should we do it? Yeah,
let's do it. So by the time we finish this podcast, someone will have commissioned it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Well, we're going to a party with the Dave TV on Monday night.
Oh, you tell the Dave TV.
Yes,
we've got a show.
Yes, a
tell
funny
them we'll
show.
Just do a pilot for them.
Yeah.
And if they don't like it,
we'll get your husband to bash them up.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. He's just done a. He's just guested on a show for them. So maybe he's got clout. I don't know.
We'll suck some cocks.
You're not looking convinced.
Well, I was in a TV show. I was an expert on a TV show for them, and I hosted. I'll cut this out.
Don't cut it out. Leave it all in.
I hosted. I was the first woman to host a show on Dave.
Well, so, I think you should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. Seriously.
I also used to write for the Guinness Book of World Records. So,
you've got
it's all
contacts
coming together.
In there.
I have. My cousin does the
maybe
pictures.
Maybe every episode of Life Hacks will break a record.
We could do like motherhood.
Motherhood record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, should we
so
do
it? So
we've
easy.
Already got content. Oh, that's really happening.
So screw the podcast. Let's start writing.
Yeah, come on.
And they just like, when I was little, I don't know if you, I used to think that Guinness World Records was like the government, like some sort of official sanctioned body.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then
definitely.
Like I went to the office like,
and
you'd
realise the
work.
Truth
and it was like Friday afternoon and they were having like Friday afternoon drinks. It was all really jolly, like here's some beers, here's the world's biggest shoe, okay, super cool. And then like they were gaffer taping this woman to a wall and I was like, what are you doing? And they were like, oh,
this is our hobby.
It's the record for the longest time a woman's been gaffer taped to a wall.
Oh my goodness, that's kind of a dark record, isn't it?
Yeah, I was like, well, so what's the
basement we've got the longest time a woman has been trapped in the are we undercut, are we exposing Guinness World, maybe it's just all a front for like bad behaviour.
Exactly.
Hang on, I shouldn't say this.
Misogyny.
I used to present the Guinness World Records on Sky.
Oh, we
show,
can. We'll
show.
Get back in touch with them then.
Okay. Oh, they maybe we can pitch our show to Sky. We've got contacts in between us.
You know what we've got here, guys? Oh. We've got a bloody channel. That's what we've got.
Let's have our own channel. What will we call it? Scummy Mummy Channel.
Scummy
Mummy.
Scuck. A combination of Scummy Mummy and Hucks.
Scuck. Scuck, I like
Connie Mummy.
Scuck sounds very rude, doesn't it?
Scuck does sound like you find in your bed.
It sounds like a bit of feces and a bit of, oh, I don't know what. We don't. Scuck. Anyway, maybe we can make it a competition. Everyone, email in if you've got a better name than Scuck for our show.
Yeah.
There we go. Because that's like getting our... If people feel they're invested in it, then they'll watch it.
It snowballs from there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
We'll
so
have so many Instagram followers after that.
I love that you're so institutionalised from Peter that you still say, like, please email in.
Is that old news now? Email. Can I just say, my life has been on pause for the last 7 years, so all knowledge of anything in popular culture stop 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Do people email into podcasts?
Yes,
no.
They do. You know what? That's one of the nicest things of our job is like, We get people emailing who've listened to the podcast for 6 yes. years, or new mums who have just discovered us going, oh my God, I've listened to all of them. Thank you, thank you.
Oh,
the emails make us cry. And
one of us cry. They make one of us cry.
I can guess which one. Yeah. The yeah. one with the heart and soul. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
No, you're right. No, don't.
No, that's correct.
You need a yin and yang. Fine. You need yin and yang. Yeah, for any formidable yes. alliance.
That's, look at us. Fat and thin, blonde and dark hair, glasses, no glasses.
And look, I'm the brown one in the middle. Oh, like Charlie's Angels.
Thank God we've
us.
Got diversity.
Yes.
Oh, now it's going to work.
Now I can sleep at night.
I can see the posters for the show.
Yeah, we've done it.
We've done it.
You're holding science thing. I'm holding a cake. Ellie's holding a laptop.
This is good. Oh, man.
Excellent. Right. Well, let's not do any more life hacks. Let's save it for the show.
Yeah.
All right. I've already written it in my head. It's good. Yeah. Okay. We'll
as you said, though, so for 7 years, what happened 7 years ago, Connie?
I had children.
Oh, mate.
Oh, I know.
Why did you do that?
Do you know what? It's the best kept secret, isn't it? I was like, this will be a doddle. People are so loom. There's people that have 5 children. There's teenage pregnancies. There's people that have twins and quadruplets. There's mums that work in the fields in India with babies strapped to their backs. This is going to be a doddle. I can do it. I'm invincible. And then, you know, you have your number one. And you're like, will I ever sleep again in my whole life?
Yeah.
Will I ever get a line? And then for some reason you have a number two. I mean, what is that about?
Well, if you're lucky, it took me 3 or 4 days. Yeah. Oh, hang on, wait. We're talking
Did
about
it?
Something else.
What?
To do a number two after I had the first one.
I thought you were going to say, like, the age gap between your kids is
No, I was doing some very highbrow
humour. Okay, yeah, you were talking, you were going back to the Scott.
Very sophisticated.
Yeah, she's okay. Backing out of bum cigar.
I hear you. And now, yeah, my knowledge, my brain sort of stopped 7 years ago.
Yeah, just kind of goes,
I'll say things like, what? Gwyneth Paltrow split up with Chris Martin, and people go, yeah, like 10 years ago, and I'll be like, oh, sorry. It's true, I just feel like I know nothing these days.
No, you go into the fog, and then you come back out again.
Yeah, here's the Strictly lineup, and you just go, who, what, oh, I don't know anything anymore.
Donald Trump's in charge of America? Yeah. No!
We're Brexiting, what is that?
It's a £2 coin? What?
Too much, it can't go.
So motherhood wasn't what you were expecting then?
It kind of was, really.
Right.
I'm obviously just a sadomasochist.
Yeah.
We all are, aren't we? And look, it's fine. We have podcasts like this to keep us safe.
Yes.
Yay!
Community service, that's what we are.
That's what you are. You should get some sort of government funding.
I think so. They should prescribe us on the NHS.
Maybe we can start that up via this problem. At the end of this single podcast, we're going to have a show out of it. You're going to have government funding. Yes. We're going to do things, man.
That's right. We'll be in charge.
Yeah, we'll save the planet as
exactly
well.
Exactly right.
Can we do that in the long run?
I think so,
in the short run, how long is this?
Oh, four years. So we
should
be fine.
No, the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I meant. No.
Okay.
It's
no,
already
four years is good. That
it's
is
already
when
tomorrow.
I leave. My kids will be able to put their own shoes on by then.
It's going
to
be a Guinness World Record. It's going to be world's longest podcast.
Cool.
So what's the age gap between your kids?
2 years. 23 months, to be precise.
Oh. Is that, do you think that's long enough?
I don't know. I mean, they get on well, which is good.
Yeah.
They can entertain each other, so that's one bonus.
Yeah.
They can still in hand me down land, so I can just get one thing and then the other one. In fact, the other one's, right, so the younger one, he's quite sort of big and, you know, he's a sturdy lad. And the older one is sort of petite, so they kind of fit in the same clothes.
That's
kind of handy as well.
Yeah, so that sounds like, so 23 months, it sounds like, so you had the first one. It sounds like pretty quickly you were like, well, let's get back on the horse.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I just figured that if I leave it too long, I might not.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to be one of those that's just got out of Nappyville and then you're back straight back
in. Yeah, absolutely. And I know lots of friends have said that. Look, they just thought, look, in for a penny, in for a pound. It's just not sleep. But by having them close together, the not sleeping time is actually
lessened.
Yes, it's reduced.
Let's do this not sleeping thing properly.
Yeah.
We're going to not sleep. Let's
Let's all stay awake.
Yes.
Let's get another person to stay awake.
Yes.
Let's create another human.
Yes,
we'll
let's
stay
make
awake
sure the neighbours stay awake too. Yeah. We're just doing this together.
Let's really commit.
So that's what I did basically. And I always thought I'd have three because I was one of three. And I thought two is just what everyone does. Three is a dynasty. It's us against the world. And then I had two and I thought, no way.
No.
Unless I adopt like a 17-year-old and then she can just babysit.
Yeah.
Can you adopt 17-year-olds or a 15-year-old or something?
I don't know the legalities of that.
I bet Madonna could. She put her mind to it.
She can do it. Or on the phone, she'll know.
Is she here at Edinburgh? doesn't do Edinburgh, does she?
No.
It doesn't seem
no.
her thing.
After Eurovision, I think she's lying low.
Did she wear a kilt on Eurovision or something? Maybe she's banned from Scotland.
I think she got married up here.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
Skibo.
Yes.
Yeah, see, because that's pre-seven years ago, yeah. Exactly. I didn't know she was on Eurovision even, so there you go.
Oh, you must watch it.
Really? Or must I or not? Do you think not?
I mean, put it this way, do you like watching car crashes?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you like watching people sing in tune?
While wearing an eye patch?
Maybe I'll give it a miss.
Oh, Madonna, we still love you.
Oh,
she can literally do anything.
She can do
Madge
no wrong,
can do
ultimately.
Whatever. She's at that level, invincible level.
Yeah.
She's good people. So how did you find going from one child to two? Was that a big thing? Or again, was it just like, well, we're in the shit anyway. Here's just a little bit more shit.
That's what it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I felt that, I was already in the zone.
Yeah.
So, you know, just embrace it, more nappies, all of that stuff. And, you know, your brain is so all over the shop.
Yeah.
I think that's why you're still not even functioning properly. That's why you're sort of like, yeah, whatever.
It's
almost like you're, I don't know, drugged up or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not that I'd know. I've never done any of those things.
Ever done those things.
No one would. What are we even talking about?
I don't know. I've seen it in a movie that was filmed in Scotland.
You get a chance to watch movies?
I mean,
I don't want to show
sometimes. You call yourself a mother?
Sometimes she even stays awake.
Did you see it in a movie that was made by Pixar?
Train Spotting versus Toy Story. It was great. And it's also fantastic for your relationship, we found, having two children.
Really?
Yeah, so great. So my husband and I now talk to each other after 10 years, but we used to have a rule, and I mentioned on the podcast, that anything we say before 6 a.m, like over the night, doesn't count. So all the swears that we said to each other, and all the hush sort of...
Yeah. Your turn!
All day! Yeah. We just said, we'll just forget that happened.
Oh,
and
I
it was like clocking in, clocking out. And then in the morning, you sort of wake up, sort of, and you go, hello, darling, that's fine.
Hello,
and
I love you, darling.
Yeah, oh, aren't we blessed with these lovely
there
children.
There should be a drug where you can just sort of forget all of that stuff. Oh, what's
that? You, Thorn?
It's probably my husband.
Oh, look,
he's heard you talking about
him. Put him on loudspeaker. Let's get him on the podcast. The more the merrier.
I can't talk. I'm talking to Connie.
No, you can. Bring him over. I want to talk to him.
TV's Connie Huck is here, Will.
No.
TV's Connie Huck.
He wants to talk to you. What's
Hang
his
on.
Name?
His name's Will. Hang on. Look, Will.
Will Husband. Will, did you know that you're in the phone as Will Husband?
Yeah, did you know that she changed my phone so it says Helen's lovely wife?
Oh, that's right. But like, how many Wills are there in your life that you need to know? Will Plumber, Will Husband, Will on the side?
No, the thing is...
There's hot Will.
No, there's not. No. So we had a nanny called Will, and the horrible thing was
nanny Will hot?
No,
Nanny Will, if you're listening, hotness is subjective.
No, I can't say that. But I sent a slightly sexy text to the nanny, and so now.
Why did you do that? This is great, Juice. Why? Because things weren't going well with the husband. Why the sexy text?
By the way, Will is still on speakerphone, guys. Just to confirm.
Will.
He knows about this because I went to send the sexy text to my husband, but accidentally sent it to the nanny.
Oh, I understand.
Can you say what the sexy text said? Because I love that you think this is sexy. What did it say?
Well, I was upstairs and Will was downstairs, so of course I texted because I didn't want to get out of bed.
Of course.
Yeah, and then I wrote a text saying, hey, why you not come upstairs?
That's sexy. I like it.
Why you not come to me?
Hey, why you not put your shoes away?
And what did Will Nanny say? I'm a coming up baby. I didn't know you felt that way.
Immediately went, oh no, that was my husband, because it was like 11 o'clock at night. Oh. It was the night before he was about to start
nannying. Oh, lucky that he still went through and did the job anyway, despite the sexy text.
Oh.
Will Husband.
Yes.
Sorry, are you really bored with this? Look, okay, don't worry, we won't keep you on the phone long. What did you actually ring for?
What?
Why did you ring?
Why did I ring? I'm trying to remember the name of one of the mums from class.
Oh no, you forgot the name of one of the mums from class.
Oh, who wants a sleepover?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the cat's away.
Yeah! okay.
If you're going to do Will the Nanny,
yeah, exactly.
Will the husband is going to get busy.
Going to do other mum whose name he can't remember.
Doesn't okay. matter. Do you yeah, remember they don't need names. They don't
will
need
she
names.
Be listening and be really offended that Will the husband didn't remember her name?
Will doesn't remember anybody's name.
Okay, that's all right. That's,
I'm like his like external hard drive.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
Will barely knows
phone,
who I am.
Yeah. His phone should be his external hard drive. That's my external hard drive.
Yes, exactly right.
But you're easier because you yes. don't have to type yes. things and swipe. He can just
that's right.
Call
tell
you.
Me, what is it? Yeah. I'm well, like
what
Alexa.
Is her name? What is her name?
I don't know. Whose kid is it, Will?
Who's her kid? Who's let me. I'm the interpreter.
Etty's mum.
Etty's mum.
Kate.
Kate. Oh, well done.
You know the artist.
Kate, what was
well
done. Her name, though?
Oh, Kate.
I don't know.
Kate the artist.
Wait, what are you going to look it up in the telephone directory? It's not 2001.
Just Google this. Kate Etty's mum, the like artist.
Three, there's like three Kates in the WhatsApp group. But
oh,
I don't know.
Oh no. God, I can't
such
watch your ass,
name.
Will.
Just going to have to message all of them.
Just go into the WhatsApp group. I know you hate it, but say,
yeah,
hey,
all dads
Etty's
hate
mum.
That.
Yeah.
Hey, Etty's mum. Yeah, hey, Kate. And then in brackets, Etty's mum. Yeah, that will do.
Alright.
Yeah? Alright. You down with that? Have we solved your problem, caller?
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you, Will husband. And I hope we'll speak again soon. Oh, there's a child. Hello?
Yeah, that's Matilda. She's very excited that she read your book.
Oh, Matilda, did you like my book?
Yeah.
Just say yes. Matilda, where are you? Hello, Matilda. How are you?
I'm good.
And did you read Cookie and the Most Annoying Boy in the World?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I love you, Matilda. Are you in Scotland? Can we hang out?
No, I'm not in Scotland now.
Oh, what a shame. I missed you. You sound lovely and intelligent and bright and wonderful and like you have a very good taste in books.
Yeah.
So where are you now? Are you back home?
We're in Woburn.
Woburn. Okay, yeah,
don't say your address in the podcast.
No, no, not your address. Don't worry, I'll find you. I'm going to come to you after this podcast. We can
quite
hang
sinister.
Out, and you can tell me. Oh, yeah, that's true. I just want feedback. Feedback. Okay, what did
my book?
What did you like about the book?
The thing I found most interesting in Cookie is that me and her both have the same star sign.
Oh, wow, do you?
That's great writing. Get a Nobel Prize for literature for that, honey. Huh?
Thanks. Like, did you find it funny? Was it funny, the book?
Yes.
Cool. Well, look, are you going to have a play date with Etty later? A sleepover?
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, we'll let you go and prepare for the fun sleepover. Hope you have a good one, and I hope to catch you soon, Matilda.
Bye.
Oh, I love that. That's brilliant.
Bye, darling.
Bye, Will.
Oh. Amazing.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Now, Matilda there helpfully brought us onto the subject of your book.
She's
Connor.
Good at segues, Matilda.
Yeah, she's very strong. Yeah. Very strong.
What's it?
Cookie and the most annoying boy in the world. Yeah. Have I said it correctly?
Yeah, yeah, you said it perfectly. It was wonderful. You should go into broadcasting.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think I could get a starring role on Life Hucks, the new Dave show out this autumn?
Yeah. It could be Dave Sky Copro, because we've got the Guinness World Records tie-in.
Nice.
Yes, no, it's a book about... how old's Matilda?
She's 10. So this book was amazing for her. So it was all about a girl. Oh, no, I can't.
So
the book your book arrived at lunchtime at my house. I opened up. I'm like, we've got a new book, and we were sitting around having lunch.
I bet you get a lot of books in your house.
Yeah. Some we like, some we don't. But yours, we really liked.
Oh.
But I started reading it to them while they were having their sandwiches, and I read like three chapters.
So your son is
8.
So it's like, so they're perfect.
Yeah, and they just like going more. And then she finished reading it. So it was really exciting. But I think it was so nice to read a book about a girl who likes science, and she was a bit pissed off with the world.
Yeah, she is pissed off with the
world. But she's ballsy and interesting, and you know, suffers no fools.
I wanted to write a book with a strong female character that would appeal to boys as well as girls, because boys, they don't read books about girls, whereas us girls, we read books about boys. I mean, that's not going to do anything for equality if we don't split.
No, exactly
that.
Right.
So I'm glad that your son was into it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, we have to say, it's got pictures in it, which they like, don't they?
Yeah, funny like pictures.
When I was a kid, you didn't have all these books with drawings in. It was tedious.
It was tedious. I remember actually reading my first book without pictures, which was Judy Blume, Super Fudge.
I thought you were going to say forever.
No.
That's a rabbit hole.
Because this is a primary age. And I was like, it was the first book I read without pictures that I actually enjoyed.
Yeah, you just whip through it.
Yeah, I whipped. Girlfriend.
I love Super Fudge.
Oh, I love Super Fudge. And I hadn't even read, because it's a sequel, I hadn't even read the book that came before it. But I devoured it. And before that, I was kind of a reluctant reader, and I only wanted to read books with pictures. But I think what's good about this new wave of books is they're almost like a segue into reading the books without the pictures. Because reluctant readers can get drawn in via the pictures. And if you look, I've put a lot of stuff in, like, I don't know, graphs and little diagrams and tables and charts and sort of sciencey things, but I've related them to silly things, like it's a graph of the number of hours she spends with her best friend correlated with her happiness. And so I like to think it's stealth learning. Cookie, the character, loves long words like, I don't know, troglodyte, which is cave dweller. And, you know, so I've put funny things in that can hopefully draw kids into liking long words and having a good vocabulary and a bit of science, but they don't know they're learning. It's education through entertainment.
Yes, you're fooling them into learning.
Yeah,
I like
stealth,
it.
Stealth, that's the way to do it.
And it is largely based, do you think, on your experiences as a child? Because she's got sisters and like all the things.
So she's one of three sisters, the youngest of three sisters, which is the same for me. Her middle sister's into politics. My middle sister is my local MP now. Her older sister is 9 years older than her, and that was the same for me. Her dad owns an Indian restaurant, which my dad did. So yes, there's similarities there, but I always say that if I had written it about me totally, it would be too boring. So she's like a heightened version. She's like a caricature. She goes on a quiz show called Bane Busters. I went on a quiz show called Blockbusters. Neither of us had any questions, right?
So this was old, not new Blockbusters with TV star Ray Breen.
No, this is when I was young.
With Bob Holness.
That was old school Blockbusters with Bob Holness.
Oh, man. Man, did you get the gold run?
Dude, my whole family were watching, my friends were watching, the whole school was watching, the headmistress, everyone was watching. I didn't get one question right.
Oh, I didn't even get
to the gold run. Oh, no. Anyway,
Well,
as you can see, the questions that Cookie gets asked are the same questions that I get asked.
But did she get them right?
Obviously just laying demons to sleep. I've written this whole book to put that whole episode.
Yeah. I'm going to message TV star O'Brien, which I can do because he's a close personal friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, please, because this is how television works. The presenter decides who goes on the programme.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Exactly.
Can you get TV's Connie Huck on Contemporary Blockbusters and give her another shot?
I've been on Contemporary
Blockbusters. Oh, you've done it.
You've already done it.
How did you go on that?
I did really well. I beat... I beat Debbie McGee and... Well, no, why are you laughing?
It's because that's a sentence I've never heard anyone say before.
And I had late great husband, and well, they got one question off me only, but then I didn't want to go to the gold run because I said, you know, I have to quit while I'm ahead because I know I'll do terribly on the gold run now. Yeah. And I've done really well and I look really clever. But then I did the gold run and I did that and it was all good. And then they said, now come to the Champion of Champions show. And I said, I don't want to do that. And they said, look, if you don't want to be on your own, we'll pair you up. So they paired me up with one of Boyzone. And
which one?
Ronan?
No.
The race driver one with the funny eyebrow.
You see, this is how my brain is.
The one who looks like an estate agent.
Anyway, we came out because he said, which F is someone from the Philippines? And he buzzed in and then he thought, it can't be Filipino, that begins with a PH. And then we didn't win.
But it begins with an F.
With them.
Well, you know that now. I don't know why I'm telling you that
now. It was him, not me.
Right.
I knew that. Anyway, not that I'm blaming on him.
Boyzone!
I'm not naming his name because I don't want to name and shame. I love Boyzone. They're fantastic and wonderful and that's why I'm not saying his name.
I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google it and put it in the show notes.
Alex James one.
Oh, Alex James!
Yeah.
Oh, we love his cheese.
Well, there we go.
But not his music. No, I'm joking. It's just the way that we love his cheese.
Well, so yes, so your book is out now.
It is out in all good bookshops.
Excellent.
And on all good online book dealing sites.
See, she saved you a job there, because Helen always drives out the wall. Helen always likes to say to the guest, and where can people buy your book? As if people don't know where to buy books. But you've actually gone one step further. You've explained it.
She's so pro, Ellie. She's done this before.
Mm. So at this point in the podcast, we like to sort of wind up or wind down, Connie, with Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Ooh.
I've got one. So my husband has been looking after the kids mainly while I've been up here with the help of the
lovely Pete husband.
Yes, Pete husband. And the other day, so the kids aren't really usually allowed our phones, but he was like dealing with the little one and it was like probably a poo emergency or something.
Yeah.
So he gave the phone to the big one, just going, here, just do something to entertain yourself and deal with this.
Have a phone.
And so my 8-year-old son then had this phone, and so he had access to the internet, and he could have Googled anything in the world. He's not allowed on the internet, but he could have Googled anything in the world. And when he gave the phone back to Pete, what had he Googled? The world's biggest bum. That's what he wants to know about. And he'd done an image search. Let me tell
you. I'm intrigued. Well, how big was it? This is going to Guinness World Records territory.
This is it. We'll put this on the show, on the Life Hacks Guinness World Records hybrid show. There were just pictures
of bums.
Absolutely enormous.
Massive
bums
everywhere.
Huge bums.
Humongous bums filling your phone screen.
Huge. Probably not for the first time on Pete's phone, but
now
there we are.
Now, be honest, did you clear your search history or did you think, I'll just leave that there in case I need to go back to it later?
Just leave it, yeah. It's pretty funny.
Nice.
Helen, have you got a confession?
Yeah, it's pretty mucky. I'm at the Edinburgh Festival, and after you do a show, it is tradition to get drunk on every
it's
night.
It's the law, I think. I think you'll find.
Yes. So we did a quiz night after our show. We got asked to be guest quiz people.
Oh, lovely.
And they said, you can drink anything you want. And me being a fucking show-off, I went, I'll have a pint of Prosecco, please. And they gave it to me. So I drank a pint of Prosecco.
Nice.
And then I drank another pint of Prosecco. And then we went out. And then I don't really remember getting home because Ellie put us in a cab.
She's good to you.
She is. Ellie gave me a bottle of water and put me to
the associate.
Yeah.
Then I came in your room to see if you were right. And you'd managed to get your clothes apart from your bra and your pants.
Well done.
So you've done well.
And she gave me a bottle of water. And then when I woke up, there was a bin next to my bed and I'd done a sick in the night.
In the bin? Well, that's impressive.
It is.
You've done it in the bin.
I know. I was really impressed with myself.
You wouldn't want to do it on the floorboards of this fancy apartment.
No, I know.
That deposit must be a lot, let's face it, and you want it back.
Yeah, so listener, I threw up in my own bin.
Even though you have an ensuite bathroom, literally feet away.
I'm impressed that you got to the bin. Did you move the bin next to the bed?
It sounds like the sort of thing I might have done, but again, I was pretty drunk, so
So the mystery of the bin will never be solved.
Exactly, but I didn't get it on anything in particular, just the bin. So classy lady.
Lovely story.
Classy lady. So it's been hot, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you a story from not from Edinburgh. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's from a couple of years ago. Because we were talking of nappies, it took me all back to that time. I was in the park and my son had done a pee and I needed to change his nappy. And it was a hot day. So lots of the kids in the park had their tops off.
Yeah.
Right. And so he had his top off. And I was changing his nappy. And he was about, I don't know, how old would you say he was? Maybe two by then. And there was this sort of fly thing buzzing round. And then mid-nappy change, I was just about to put the nappy, the new nappy on. He got up and started running round, running away from this fly.
Yeah.
And, you know, the problem with having been a Blue Peter presenter is that people sometimes go, you know, oh, look, there's that Blue Peter presenter. And look, she can't even control her own children, let alone, you know.
Teach mine how to make a Thunderbirds HQ.
Yeah. So he started running around the park naked, sort of screaming.
Yeah.
And then there was this sort of strict dad that was like, whose child is this? Whose child is this? And, you know, my children are quite white in complexion and I'm brown. And I just pretended I didn't know and made my friend or not. Because I thought, I cannot. And he was making such a scene, this dad, just because my son was running around the park naked screaming. Anyway, so yes, that came
is,
to mind.
Is that a life hack? Marry a white person in the hope that your children would be paler and you could disown
them. Well, I remember...
That's a life hack.
Yeah, exactly. We used to live in Clapham and I remembered sort of it's near Nappy Valley.
Yeah.
So that's the Northcote Road where everyone has, you know, designer buggies and all the shops seem to be like, you know, baby grow shop. They're selling designer baby grows for like £1 million. And I'd go to the park with the baby and it would be like, I felt like, I think people thought that was I was the hired help because I was, you know.
Yeah. I love the idea that half the people in the park are going, oh, it's TV's Connie Harkoff with Blue Peter, and half of them are going, look at that nanny whose child is screaming. She's rubbish at her.
She's a rubbish nanny.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what a lovely story. Well, there we go. I think we've come to a natural end.
Oh, I don't want it to end, Ellie, but it
must. Keep it going. I'm happy to.
We're only on year one.
There's no children around. Yeah, we've only just scratched the surface.
Exactly.
Oh, no, I know. We'll do more in our TV show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay, right. We'll be writing the pitch,
which, as I say, is being commissioned as we speak.
Yes.
Almost certainly.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes, so
in fact, get the phone off silent. It will be ringing off the hook in moments from now. Yes, the book. Yes.
Your book is out now. Where can people follow you and that?
Well, hashtag cookie by Connie is the hashtag. Twitter is Connie_Huck.
And Huck is H-U-Q.
And Connie was with the K. KONNIE_HUQ. There's no excuses now. Listening in. And all good bookshops.
Excellent.
All right.
Good. Yeah.
We're coming to the end of our Edinburgh run, aren't we? But we're doing a big autumn and Christmas tour.
Huge tour, Ellie. About 40 dates. And yes, we're going up and down the country. We're going to places like Liverpool,
Glasgow,
Newcastle,
Leeds,
Bath.
Wow.
I want to say Cornwall. Are we going to Cornwall? Don't know if we.
No, we did. We did go to Cornwall. But what happened when we went to Cornwall? Some ladies threw up in the third row, and someone had a fight.
Yeah,
but we will be
and
back.
Cornwall said,
once you've calmed
down, don't come back ever. Yeah. Said Cornwall, you are banned.
Bristol, we've added an extra date due to popular demand.
Yes, been selling out. Maidenhead, we're going to, and Cambridge again. So,
and we will be doing a new show. So if you've been to see us before, this will be a new show with new jokes. We haven't written them yet, but we're confident.
Whole month.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they'll be funny.
And we'll be doing some London preview shows, which will be very cheap because we can't confirm the quality.
Can we use that as a quote on our poster, TV's Connie Huck?
I think
this show will be funny, TV's Connie Huck.
I think this show will be funny, but a disclaimer, the London preview might be a bit rubbish. It's so cheap.
£5 we'll be reading from the script. That's fine.
It might be a mime show. But we'll work it out. We'll work it out.
We'll have some funny costumes. Yes. It might feature the world's biggest bum. Who knows?
Ooh.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Please rate, review and subscribe. Tell your friends, all that.
And we have a book, Ellie.
It's still in print.
Yay!
And do follow us on social media at Scummy Mummies. And tell all your friends about the shows and the podcast.
Spread the word.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've had a fucking amazing time in Edinburgh.
Yeah,
dreams do come true, people. And it is in the form of a rainy, idyllic Georgian town. And it's been nice.
Yes.
Thanks, Ellie.
And we got a 5-star review. Don't know if we've mentioned that.
Oh, we got a 5-star review. That's right.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes, mate. Our show literally couldn't be better. That's what we're saying. It's actually perfect.
It's peaked.
Yeah.
It's absolutely peaked.
I cried over some very mediocre sausage and mash over it when we got it in. It was quite emotional, really.
It's a moving time.
These things can be emotional.
It can. Yeah.
I can cry over anything since motherhood.
Yeah, I know. Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. I could cry now.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful moment.
Oh, God, it'd be nice. It'd be sentimental end to the podcast. Oh, she's sobbing. Over my mezzanine.
Five stars, this podcast is.
Oh, Connie Huck, it's been amazing to see you. Thank you so much for coming.
No, thank you for having me. Can I come back again and again?
Oh, yes, yes, please.
Great. Do, well, do. Look, we won't need to. We've got our show. Why are we acting like this isn't going to
happen? We'll be doing this in our dressing room.
Telly show.
Yeah. That's right, on our tour bus. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Blacked out windows. Yeah.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Matilda, go and tell your father Etty's surname, okay?
Okay.
All right, dude. Love you.
But I'm not sure what it is.
Fair enough.
Oh, brilliant.
Forget I mentioned it.
See you soon, Matilda. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.